Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 37. Greetings, bears and cubs. My name is Nard, and I am here podcasting in the suburbs of Houston. Thank you for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. It has been a very busy week for me. I've been working on some websites. I've also been interviewing a lot of people for the past 2 weeks. I've been very busy. It's all good, though. I like it, and I enjoy doing it. I'm happy that there are a lot of responses also from the listeners. Okay, in this episode, I'm going to talk about Virginia's gay marriage ban. Also, I was able to interview the most famous stand-up comedian in the bear community. So, let's get on with the show, guys. Gay marriage ban advances in Virginia. I got this article from Planet Out. Yes, Virginia will have their constitution amended to ban same-sex marriage and civil unions. So they've approved the wording, and it just needs to pass the General Assembly before it becomes available for public voting on November. If the amendment advances as expected, Virginia will be one of the 5 states with an amendment referendum in 2006, along with South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Alabama. Well, this totally sucks, you know. I remember Joshua Lohr is in Virginia, right? Well, Josh, I guess you better move here to Texas. Wait. Oh, Texas also bans gay marriage. Last November, Texas approved Proposition 2 that bans same-sex marriage. Wherever you go, you're screwed. Being treated as a second-class citizen. Well, a few days ago, Larry King featured some religious conservatives and the gay former mayor of Casper, Wyoming in Larry King Live, and they were talking about Brokeback Mountain. I wasn't able to watch it, but thanks to Bear Pauly, he had the transcript on his blog. I was literally glued on my computer screen just reading the transcript. It was an interesting read. If you guys know the link to the source of the transcript, please let me know so I could post it on the website and the other listeners can read about it. It really infuriates me to see these people's ignorance and bigotry. They were dismissing the movie even though they haven't even seen it. They're missing the fucking point of the movie. Well, my sister is married to a Republican, okay? I sent her an email today telling her to watch the movie. She said that she'll rent the movie when it becomes available on DVD. Well, I sure wish it becomes available soon because I really want her to know how it feels to live in a bigoted world, you know? Brokeback Mountain won Best Dramatic Picture at the Golden Globe Awards. I'm happy about that. Anyway, like what my good friend Gary said, 50 years from now, we'll just laugh at all this discrimination and bigotry. We'll just have to be patient. Just thinking about that makes me feel better already.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Okay, guys, I had the honor of interviewing Babalu. He's a stand-up comedian, and many of you guys have seen him at TBRU. He does funny game shows, and he's really good at it. Plus, he looks great in black spandex. Okay, here it is, guys. Hello, everyone on the other side of the world is Babalu. Hello, Babalu. Say hi to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
So, tell me, what you doing now? Aren't you watching the Golden Globe Awards right now?
Actually, no, I'm not, because I'm actually being interviewed by the Nard.
Oh, that's right.
Right,
okay.
Now, yeah, but normally I might be. Actually, right now I think TiVo is probably catching, 7 o'clock. I'm not sure what my TiVo's catching right now. I know wrestling's coming on in a couple hours, but I'm not catching the Golden Globes right now.
Oh, okay. I see.
So, okay, let's talk about the stuff that you do, like comedy. How did you get started with this comedy thing?
I started, this is a long story. No, it's not that long. When I used to live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and there was always this bug in me as far as trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. A lot of my friends and everybody around me always kind of had this, like, feeling about me in a way of, like, you need to do something with this energy. There's something going on there that you need to just take care of. And I don't know, you know, it's just, you've got to just, you know, take it and run. I don't know where, but just go with it. All
okay.
right? So what I did was I did a lot of tinkering around. I went to college unsuccessfully. I kind of, you know, went through it blindly and didn't know what I wanted and didn't have a major. And I just kind of lulled around trying to figure it out, and nothing was appealing to me. And then I got an offer to go to Detroit to go to school broadcasting. And I was like, I was excited because forever and a day, ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be on radio. So I thought, oh, brilliant. So they had a trade school in Detroit for broadcasting, and I went there. It was like an 8-month program. Got out of there, you know, fresh-faced, excited, ready to go. And I did a small stint in Lansing, and then I moved back to Milwaukee. And immediately, the minute I got back to Milwaukee, I got an opportunity of a lifetime to work at the radio station that I used to work at, or that I used to listen to as a kid. And I was stunned. I'm like, oh my God, I actually get to work here. And it moved from being like the button pusher to being like the overnight DJ.
Oh, wow.
And I was real excited about it because I actually got to do, you know, live on air, you know, talk. And it was exciting because it was my first chance to actually, you know, be on some sort of stage of some sort.
Yeah.
So I got my lessons, you know, doing that, and then I moved to California after that, and kind of not sure still what I wanted to do. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, when I was working my dead-end job at the phone company, and I was just kind of not sure what I wanted to do, I get a mailer from the Gay and Lesbian Community Center out here that I didn't sign up for any mailing list. They just sent it to me. They
must have
just
sent
I was gay. Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, there's a gay. We need to send him some stuff. And they sent me this thing for their community center where they do lessons. You know, they do different classes like guitar and voiceover and, you know, massage and all this great stuff. And one of them, it was like the light opened up. I opened up the mailer and the light from the heaven came down on the page I was open on. And it was like a stand-up comedy class. And I was like,
a class? Okay.
Yeah, I knew right then that I needed to take that class. So I took it, and I just felt like that was it. There was like, it hit me. Like, just like a bat out of hell, just wham, you need to do this. So I took a couple of this guy's classes. His name was Adam Barnhart, and he's a really nice guy, and taught me, you know, the ropes of how to do things and how to formulate your comedy and write material and, you know, get out and do the open mics and the, you know, you're going to be doing, you know, basement, you know, open mic nights and be there till 2 a.m. and you're going to follow a homeless guy and all this crazy stuff. And I did it. I wrote a bunch of material. I went out to clubs in Hollywood for a little while there and just worked on getting up there and just getting the nuts to go up there and spit some stuff out.
This is in L.A.?
Yeah, this is in Los Angeles.
Okay, all right. Wow.
Yeah, this is all happening in L.A. And the first club I ever performed at was this dump called the Coconut Teaser. Yeah, it's such an awesome 80s, you know, Sunset Strip name for a place, the Coconut Teaser.
Mm-hmm.
I played in this basement, and I swear to God, I followed a homeless guy who just got up and screamed obscenities. in open mic land, there's no rules. You can just go up there and do whatever, whether you have bad jokes, good jokes. You're just there to get some time on stage.
Yeah.
And the whole room stunk because this homeless guy, I mean, he was a young guy, but he completely stunk, unshowered, and got up there and just spit, like, just swore up and down and just was, like, yelling, and people were like, shut up. I mean, it was crazy. And then, you know, after that, there's, like, 4 people left in the room, and, you know, please welcome Babaloo. And I'm like, oh, Lordy, you know. So, yeah, it was a nightmare. But you have to do those things,
yeah.
You know.
So you've always had Babaloo as Babaloo. You've always been called Babaloo?
That actually got – I got – nicknames are one of those things that you – don't give yourself. I was given that nickname by one of my program directors, the one that I worked at the radio station. One day, out of nowhere, he just started calling me Babaloo, and it stuck. Like, everybody in the radio station started calling me Babaloo, and then I think some of my friends heard that they were calling me Babaloo, so everybody just started calling me Babaloo. I'm like, I guess I'm just going to be Babaloo from now on, and that's how it stuck, and it's been a nickname for, God, going on 10 years now at least. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Wow. So, other than stand-up comedy and doing that during your free time, what do you do for work?
I've had various day jobs. Of course, I've been a waiter. I worked at the phone company for a while, and I'm currently working at a place called Gamefly.com, which is, it's kind of like Netflix, but for video games. It's, you know, I just do basic customer service. Like, I keep it real with a day job. You know, that's how it works.
Yeah.
My mom always said, don't quit your day job until until I become rich and famous, and that's how it's going to work.
All right.
Even then, I still might keep the job because I get great benefits. So,
stand-up comedy
doesn't give you benefits. You don't get red. You don't get Blue Cross with stand-up comedy. So I might have to just keep the day job anyway. So.
Oh yeah. So tell me, any projects, any that you've done in the past, or anyone coming up?
In the past, I've just done stand-up wherever I can. I just kind of go. Bear runs, I've done, you know, comedy, and I've done game shows, producing game shows and putting them together for, you know, fun and charity and stuff like that, especially in Dallas. I've worked TBRU the last few years, and I've done like a game show show down there, and it's always been a big, you know, fun hit. And I've used to co-produce a show in North Hollywood at this place called the Ha Ha Cafe, and it was a weekly gay and lesbian comedy show. And, you know, we didn't get much of an audience, but it was the best training wheels I've ever had in stand-up comedy, because I got to do, for 8 months straight, I got to do comedy on a stage every week in front of some people. So it was like the best, you know, boot camp for comedy that I could ever asked for, you know, and it was great because...
Gosh, don't you get drained?
Do you get drained? No, because the idea behind stand-up comedy is that you can't... You're never done telling stories. You know, there's no, like, you can't just go do stand-up comedy once. It's not like karaoke where you can just go up there, sing once, and be done with it. Comedy is an evolving process, and you constantly... Once you start doing stand-up comedy, you start looking at the world differently, and you start observing things differently and looking for the angle. You're always looking for some funny angle to work with, because most people that, I mean, seriously, before I ever did stand-up comedy, I used to just wander through life not even paying attention to things. And now, like, I look at things completely in a twisted way, just to see if there's something funny about it. And I mean, it's almost a disease. I look at the worst things in the world and constantly look for funny things out of them, and they could be, you know, the most morose and disgusting things in the world, but I'm like, there's funny there, you know.
Well, yeah, like showing off your prowess on sucking what do you call this, water bottles.
What was that?
You had a video in your site.
Oh yeah, sucking on water bottles for straight friends. Yes. But even straight people in general, if you just took the topic of straight people and just went with it, there's so many things you could come up with that are funny about straight people that aren't even, like, it's not even in a way to rip on straight people, like,
oh,
to make
right.
fun of them. It's more in a way of observing their behavior around gays, or you know, just seeing life as it happens and going, what? That doesn't even make sense. Why is this happening? So I constantly look for that type of stuff now, and you know, that 8 months of doing that that comedy show was just, you know, brilliant, because it really, you know, tuned me in as to how to gather material and how to work it and make it work. And currently, as far as projects coming up, I'm working on right now. I'm going to be this year having a comedy special taped for DVD and CD release.
Oh wow!
I'm right now searching for a theater in my area that would, you know, be a perfect venue for a stand-up show that I'm probably going to have, you know, a couple opener, you know, warm-up comics that I know, just friends of mine that I've worked with around, and and then have my set taped, you know, professionally. I have a director who's interested, and I have a producer friend, and we're definitely, they're all friends. I mean, people I know.
I'll definitely wait for that. That'll be great.
I had a CD that I put out myself because I did a show. But one of the last shows I did at that comedy show in North Hollywood was I did a full, like, half-hour set, and I had it videotaped, and I took the audio off of it and just made a homemade CD out of it. It was kind of like the bootlegs out of my trunk, and I was selling them off my website. And, it was a good start, but I'm ready. I've been writing material now for 5 years, and I'm ready to put it all together. And, I'm not going to spill it all, but, I'm going to have a good hour-long show get it videotaped professionally and make it a movie and make it actually happen and, use it as obviously a sale, to sell my product and to sell my comedy to people so that, as a product. But I also want to use it as a tool to, hopefully, gain management or an agent or something, to move on to the next level. Because as I said, I think I'm ready at this point after doing it for 5 years.
Well, I should know this is going to be a podcast. Have you ever considered doing your own podcast?
I actually have.
I was thinking
a couple of friends of mine are like, you should do a podcast, and I've thought about it. I have to get the technology down and get everything like ready, and I'm not the type that's just going to get on a microphone and just start doing podcasts. I have to have like production and music, and I can't just I can't go in just empty handed. I have to be ready with a live band or something. I got to do something. So when I get it figured out and I decide what format or how I want to do it or what material I want to do, I definitely want to do it, my own podcast. And it doesn't even have to be necessarily a bear podcast or anything like that or anything related to that. I think I just want to do a podcast to just talk about
stuff. Oh, yeah. Should they have a comedy podcast or something? Yeah. Actually, the first time I thought about doing a podcast myself, I was thinking, a comedy would be good. First thing I thought was you should be doing one.
The thing with my comedy podcast is I'd have more fun interviewing people I know and interviewing and talking with people I know about certain subjects and just making podcasts be topical, like talking about sex one time and movies another time and just general stuff. I mean, there's a lot of podcasts out there, and it's definitely, I'm looking at it right now as like it's definitely the cable access of radio, and it's a lot of fun because a lot of people can do a lot of stuff that is really interesting and neat. And there's a lot of cool podcasts out there, including this one. I'm plugging you. Always good to buffer the host. I've listened to a few podcasts and stuff like that, and some are great and some are crap, and it's just going to happen. But it depends. I don't want to be one of the crap ones, so I definitely have to get my game face on and see what I can do with it.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, if you have one, that'd be great.
I'll have to compete with you.
Gosh, me.
Yeah, my ratings are up. You're going down, Bear Podcast. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
So tell me. So are you gonna go for any bear run anytime soon, or?
Yeah, I'm actually scheduled to perform at TBRU this year. This year, I'm not doing a game show, unfortunately. But this year the theme, I guess, at TBRU is Fur University, and it's all about college life. And and I know all about college life. Boy, the stories I could tell. But I'm hosting a toga party on Friday night. It's between 7 and 10. It's a combination toga party. Also introducing the contestants for the bear contest, which they have like 18 categories or something. Every year at TBR they add more categories, so it's going to become the Oscars of the bear circuit, I think. But it's a wonderful show, and the toga party is going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to kind of do it up, and I'm going to bring back some of my fraternity memories, because I actually used to be in a fraternity, so I have a lot of great ideas for party games and things to like keep the crowd entertained. Because I'll tell you, the stories I could tell from my fraternity days, we just, they're like penthouse letters, basically. So it'll be interesting. It'll be a lot of fun, though. I definitely guaranteed a good time. I'm not one to show up and go, I don't know how this is going to work. I'm ready to party, especially when they give me a theme like toga party. So
I'm looking forward to see that because is it going to be open for all the attendees of TBRU?
Yes, because it'll be it's kind of like I would imagine Friday night is kind of like the warm up. I mean, Thursday is kind of like the get to know you thing, but by Friday, people are ready to have a good time and stuff like that. And I hope I can do it justice. I have the last few years. I mean, I've really had a good time with everybody there, and I mean, everybody's given me good feedback about what we've done and the performance and the entertainment value and blah blah blah. But I definitely show up every year to definitely. Outdo last year and have a good time and make everyone laugh and really enjoy themselves. So,
are you gonna wear black spandex anytime soon?
So you gotta walk into that. You gotta explain the black spandex thing was 2 years ago, I believe, where I think it was Ross and I hosted the contest, and the joke that we had going on between each other was. Ross is a girl, by the way. Ross is this girl that is part of Punch Drunk Comedy and that they're out of Dallas. And the joke her and I, because we had to think of something. We were like, we can't just go up there and host the contest. We have to do something. And we came up with this idea to try and compete with each other as far as how awesome our outfits were in just whatever, how outrageous they could get. So and at the same time, we worked on this sexual tension. We just wanted to outdo each other, yet seem attracted to each other at the same time. Yeah. And it was so much fun because we would constantly, in the middle of the contest, each one of us would just look at each other and go, I need to make a quick costume change. I'm feeling a little moist, and I'll be right back. And we would just come out in more ridiculous outfits. At one point, we had the same outfit on, which was a red spandex jumpsuit that had Elvis wings and everything. And the last one, I believe the last costume that I put on was a full-on black spandex leotard with my junk completely not covered. And it was disgusting, basically. And at that moment, basically, Ross and I, we made out. So it was really fun.
To tell you frankly, I don't know if I told you, I have videos of you doing that.
Oh yeah, sure. I'm not afraid. Please, I have pictures of me making out with people all over the place.
No, I mean with the spandex.
The black spandex outfit was quite the nice touch of me, waggling my junk all over the place. It was people. I'm sure half the people were disgusted, and half people were like, "Whoa, hello." So
actually, I accidentally caught a glimpse of Ross's boobs.
Oh yeah,
she was showing it off. Oh okay.
I think that weekend everybody saw Ross's boobs.
So, oh yeah.
That's all right. She's a fun lady that way.
She is. She's very funny. She's fun. Yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's going to be a fun time. I can't wait to go. I'm hoping there's other bear runs that I'm kind of eyeing up. I'm getting, I'm hoping Kansas City has Bears in the Heat, and they've been interested, and I'm trying to work with them, and I might go back to, because I performed at Bear Frenzy before in Fresno, California, and, I kind of want to do other bear runs, too. I mean, I've done a bunch of them, a bunch of the same ones. I kind of definitely want to branch out, outside of bear runs as well, but there's a bunch of other ones that I think, I definitely want to go to. I've heard DC's Bear Invasion's really fun, and, Seattle's bear run is really fun, and I just kind of want to get out there more than just the because I've got my own circuit going, but I definitely want to move up from there.
Paul calls with you all the time. Your bear runs that you go to.
What was that?
Your partner.
Oh yeah, he's been there, done that with the bear runs. I'm not saying that he won't go to them anymore, but I think he's. He only goes if he knows that I'm going, and he likes the people. He definitely wants to hang out with the people that are at the bear run, and he's completely opposite of me, which is probably why we work so well together. Is that I'm the outrageous one that will go to every bear event and go to events and parties and stuff like that, because I'm forward that way, and I will just I'll have a good time with whoever is there. But he's more selective, and he doesn't want to just go to bear runs just to be at bear runs. He wants to go there and make sure he has a good time, so he's more selective that way.
Actually, this coming TBRU I plan to go, and My partner doesn't want to go. I don't think. I think he's gonna be busy that weekend. So.
Yeah, mine is. So I talked with mine as well. And he's like, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna go this one this year. And I'm like, all right. So we're going stag, baby. You and I. We're gonna have a bachelor party. It's gonna be awesome.
That'd be cool. Exactly. Hey, Hoy. Okay. So, do you have any shows upcoming shows locally there that you want to plug or something?
Yeah, right now I don't have anything scheduled. I'm waiting to hear from a couple of my contacts. I've performed before at the they just started a new show in West Hollywood called it's like Gay Comedy Night on Saturday nights, and it's hosted by the Gay Mafia, which is a local improv group. It's all gay and it's super fun, and they do a show. It's like a comedy / improv show at this place called the Coffee Grounds in West Hollywood, and I've been performing there a couple times, and I'm starting to get regular bookings, so I'm definitely looking forward to performing there again. And I've also performed at a place called Mark's Restaurant down in West Hollywood, and it's they do once a month, the first Friday of every month, they do Comedy Mischief, which is a gay comedy show, and it's super fun. The other thing I've got planned right now outside of TBRU is that I'm doing a charity event in Palm Springs on April 7th, and it is between 7 and 10, and it's hosted by the Palm Springs Bears, and it's going for prostate cancer research, and I'm hosting and doing comedy at this. It's going to be at Heaven, which is it's called Heaven Palm Springs, and it's a big club. I think Judy Tenuta performed there on New Year's, and they have a cabaret area, and we're doing there's going to be like four or five comedians, and I'm going to be hosting the show, and it's going to be super fun. So if you're in the Palm Springs area, please visit, and stay tuned for this show, because it's Friday, April 7th from 7 to 10, I believe, is what the official word is.
Yeah, just let me know. I mean, so I can plug it a few weeks before that. So
I'm all about the cheap plugs, baby.
All right. So, thank you very much for being in the show. Oh, by the way, websites or email, how people can contact
websites,
you.
Websites, emails, party. My website is www.boballoorox, otherwise known as boballoorox.com. And that's boballoorox.com. And my email is bobaloo@bobaloorocks.com. If you come to my website, there's a whole bunch of crazy stuff there. And it's a lot of fun. And it's a lot about me and by my crazy tastes and wackiness. So, and there's comedy clips and commercials of me and stuff like that. So,
you like to Kiss a lot. You like Kiss.
Oh yeah. I'm a huge Kiss fan. I'm crazy like that. I'm Midwest white trash boy, so I'm all about the hair metal.
Definitely.
Yes. So yeah.
All right.
Check it out. Drop me an email. Check it out, all guys. That sort of stuff. And hopefully I will see more of everybody out in the bear world and everywhere else soon. As I can only hope that 2006 will be a bigger year than last year. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. All right, so thank you very much, Babalu. So,
absolutely.
Okay, well, see you.
Anytime.
All right, see you again.
All right, take care.
TBRU, all right.
Thanks.
Hey, Bears and Cubs. This is Papa Bear for Chaser from Bear 411, and you're listening to Bear Podcast.
Okay, I'd like to do a few shout-outs to those people who posted on the Frapper page. I'd like to say hello to Gear Bear from Gardena, California. Hello. I believe you were in Phoenix for Fiesta, right? I hope you had fun. Also, let me see. Jeff Summerfield, STP Bear from Arizona. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for posting. Who else? Alex Strange Writing from Baghdad. Well, he's in Baghdad right now. He's assigned there. So, hi, Alex. Okay, who else? Tommy Windbear from Denton, Texas. Yeah, it was his birthday last week, Friday the 13th. And another one from Ventnor City, Dave. Hello. Thank you for posting. Okay. So, let me see. I got a message from Michael. He's from Mass Bay Bears. Thank you for posting on the website. Yeah, they're going to have an out of hibernation in March. So, watch out for that, guys. So, I hope Michael would send me more information later on so I could post it on the website. Okay, I just signed up and paid my TBRU registration tonight. Next would be the hotel room. I sure hoped I could get one of the rooms in the host hotel. I had to check it out. On the next podcast, I'll be having a session with Excalibur. We're going to talk about IBR stuff and things to do in San Francisco. By the way, Roy, those David Hasselhoff references are really freaking me out. Just an inside joke between us. Anyway, that's it for now, guys. Send me an email, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Official website is www.bearpodcast.com. Voicemail is 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave me a voice message and I'll be able to play it in the show. Okay, thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.